Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Sukkot Shabbos, Daf Chaf Hei. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara teaches that one may benefit from the burning of Truma that is Tamei, such as Tamei Truma oil. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that this is learned from the Pasuk, Va'ani hinei nasati locha es mishmeres truma sai. And I, behold, I've given to you the safeguard of my Truma offerings. The Torah speaks of two Truma offerings, one that is Tahor and one that is Tamei. And the Pasuk says, Locha. That's given to you, meaning it shall be yours to burn under your pot, and therefore you can get hanah from it. Number two, Rav Shmuel in the Mishnah prohibited one from lighting with itran due to kavod Shabbos. Rav explains that itran's foul odor may cause someone to leave the illuminated room and eat in the dark, and he holds that because of kavod Shabbos, one needs to eat where there is light. And Rav quotes Rav Nachman bar Zavda, some say it was Rav Nachman bar Rava, who said in the name of Rav, that lighting where one eats on Shabbos is an obligation. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. And washing one's hands and feet in warm water is optional. It's a rishus. And I, Rav Nachman, says that washing is a mitzvah. And point number three, the question was asked in a braisa, Ezu Asher, who is wealthy? Ramirez says anyone who takes pleasure in his wealth, and Rashi says, be it large or small. Rabbi Tarfon says anyone who has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants who work in those fields. Rabbi Kiva says anyone who has a beautiful wife in deeds, Isha Na B'masim. And Rabbi Yossi says anyone who has a bathroom near his table, meaning where he eats. All right, so let's review point number one. The Gemara teaches that one may benefit from the burning of truma that is tamei, such as truma oil that's tamei. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that this one from the pasuk vani hinein nasati locha es mishmeres truma sai. And behold, I've given to you the safeguard of my truma offerings. The Torah speaks of two trumas, one is that is tahor and one that is tamei. And the pasuk says locha that's given to you, meaning it shall be yours to burn under your pot. You can get hanah from it. Point number two, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah prohibited one from lighting with itran due to kavod Shabbos. And Rava explains that itran's foul odor may cause someone to leave the illuminated room and eat in the dark. And he holds that because of kavod Shabbos, one needs to eat where there is light. And Rava quotes Rav Nachman bar Zavda, some say it was Rav Nachman bar Rava, who said in the name of Rav, that lighting where one eats on Shabbos is an obligation. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. And washing one's hands and feet in warm water is rishus. It's optional. And I, Rav Nachman, says that washing is a mitzvah. And point number three, the question was asked in a braisa, Ezu Asher? Ramirez says anyone who takes pleasure in his wealth, and Rashi explains, be it large or small. Rav Tarfon says anyone who has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants who work in those fields. Rav Akiva says anyone who has a beautiful wife in deeds, Isha Na B'masim. And Rav Yossi says anyone who has a bathroom near his table, meaning near where he eats. So in a nutshell, the 3 points are, you can benefit from Tamei Truma. Secondly, Itron's a problem because of Kavod Shabbos. And thirdly, we have the question, Ezu Asher. Tamei Truma, Itron, and Asher. All right, so now let's go to our simon. So the simon for Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary, which is celebrated after 25 years of marriage. All right, so silver anniversary. Here goes. This silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of Tamei Truma to cook the food, and the guests couldn't take the stench from the Itron they used to light the room. Once again, in slow motion. This silver anniversary, reminding us, we're on Daf Chaf Hei. This silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants, which reminds us, the question was asked in a braisa, Ezu Asher. Ramirez says anyone who takes pleasure in his wealth, be it large or small, according to Rashi. Rav Tarfon says anyone who has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants who work in those fields. Rav Akiva says anyone who has a beautiful wife in deeds. And Rav Yossi says anyone who has a bathroom near his table, meaning near where he eats. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of Tamei Truma to cook the food, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that one may benefit from the burning of Truma that is Tamei. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that this is learned from the Pasuk, Vani hine nasati locha es mishmeres Truma sai. Behold, I have given you the safeguard of my Truma offerings. The Torah speaks of two Truma offerings, one that is Tahor and one that is Tamei. And the Pasuk says, Locha, that is given to you, meaning it shall be yours to burn under your pot. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of Tamei Truma to cook the food, and the guests couldn't take the stench from the Itron they used to light the room. Which reminds me of Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah prohibited one from lighting with Itron due to kavod Shabbos. Rav explained that Itron's foul odor may cause someone to leave the illuminated room and eat in the dark, and he holds that because of kavod Shabbos, one needs to eat where there is light. Rav quotes from Nachman bar Zavda, some say it was from Nachman bar Rava, who said in the name of Rav, the lighting where one eats on Shabbos is an obligation. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. And washing one's hand and feet in warm water is optional. It's rishus. And I, Rav Nachman, say that washing is a mitzvah. So once again, this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of Tamei Truma to cook the food, and the guests couldn't take the stench from the Itron they used to light the room. All right, now it's time for our four-block back Chazorah. Daf Chaf Aleph. So the symbol for Chaf Aleph is a car, pronounced ka by Bostonians. So here we go. The candlestick maker drove his car, that reminds us of Daf Chaf Aleph. The candlestick maker drove his car around to schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating how to get an ascending flame, which reminds us, Rami Yochanan taught a brisa that says the wicks and oils that are prohibited to use for Shabbos lights cannot be used to kindle within the base of Migdash. This is based on the pasuk Lahalos Ner Tamid, to kindle the lamp continually. Rami Bar Chama explains the brisa that the unusual use of the word Lahalos, to cause to ascend, teaches that one must choose wicks and oils of which their flame will ascend by itself. This excludes the wicks and oils which are prohibited for use on Shabbos candles due to their poor ability to be lit. So the candlestick maker drove his car around to schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating how to get an ascending flame and the various versions of Mahadran, meaning Mahadran, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa that the essential mitzvah of Hanukkah light is one light each night per household, Ner Ishu Beiso. Mahadran is each person in the household lights one per night. Mahadran, meaning Mahadran, Beis Shammai says on the first day of Hanukkah, one kindles eight lights, and then each following day, he decreases the amount by eliminating one light. Beis Hillel says on the first day of Hanukkah, one kindles one light, and then each following day he adds another light. So Rav Yossi Bar Avi and Rav Yossi Bezvita disagree on what the reasoning was behind the ruling of Beis Shammai and what the reasoning was behind the ruling of Beis Hillel. One holds that Beis Shammai's reason for decreasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the days of Hanukkah which are yet to come, while Beis Hillel's reason for increasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the days that have passed. The other holds that Beis Shammai's reason for decreasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the bull offerings which were brought on Sukkot, which diminished each day. And Beis Hillel's reason for increasing the number of lights each night is based on the principle of Malin Bekodesh Ve'in Morin. In sacred matters, we elevate the degree of sanctity and we don't lower the degree. So if the candlestick maker drove his car around to schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating how to get an ascending flame and the various versions of Mahadran mean Mahadran, while explaining the miracle of the oil. The Gemara provides the origins of Hanukkah after asking the question, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? And Rashi explains this question as follows, because of what miracle did they establish Hanukkah? The Gemara answers that for 8 days it's not permitted to fast or give hespedim because of the miracle of the oil that was supposed to be good for 1 day and last for 8 days. And the following year, these 8 days were established as Yom Tovim for Hallel and Hodah. Daf Chabez. So the symbol for Chabez is a cab. So here we go. The cab driver, that reminds us of Daf Chabez. The cab driver distracted looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menuhin expanded on the name of Tanchum. A Hanukkah light that is placed 20 amos or higher from the ground is invalid, just as in the cases of a sukkah and a mavui. Since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be Pursum and Nisa publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah. That's according to Rashi. So the cab driver, distracted looking at all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, which reminds him of Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menuhin expounded in the name of Tanchum. What's the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha in the sale of Yosef? V'abor reik ein bo mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it. Don't I know that no water was in it since I already said it was empty? Rather, it's coming to teach us that there was no water in the pit, but there were snakes and scorpions in it. So the cab driver, distracted looking but all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from its western lamp that never went out. Which reminds us, a question was asked in a brisa, what was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash, since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely doesn't need it. So the brisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, it's an edus, for all mankind the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony. It was an edus that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. He said the testimony was from the Ner Maravi, the western lamp. This was because the Kohen would put the same amount of oil in the western lamp they put in all the other lamps in the menorah, yet the other lamps went out in the morning, while the western lamp miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the symbol Chaf Gimel is a keg. So here goes. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg. Keg, that reminds us, we're on Daf Chaf Gimel. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg, which reminds us, the question arose on Daf Chabez, on the base, whether the primary mitzvah act of a menorah is the lighting of the menorah or the placement. Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. So on this Daf, two proofs are brought that the lighting is the primary mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the case of a glass lantern that was burning throughout Shabbos, Hanukkah, that on Motzei Shabbos one should extinguish it and then relight it to fulfill the mitzvah. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi does not require lifting the lantern up and placing it down, we learn that the mitzvah is through the lighting. From the fact that the text of the bracha is, Asher Kishem Mitzvah Yisav Vitzivanu Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah light, it's obvious the rabbis viewed the lighting as the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, which reminds Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the one who lights the menorah must make a bracha, and Rav Yirmiyah said one who sees a burning menorah must make a bracha. Now this is referring to someone passing by, either in the street or in a boat, who is not lit and will not do so that night. That's according to Rashi. So Rav Yehuda said that on the first day of Chanukah, one who sees a menorah says two brachas, she'asa nisim and shechiyanu, and one who lights says three brachas. He says, l'hadik ner, she'asa nisim and shechiyanu. The remaining nights, the one who lights recites two brachas, and the one who sees the lights recites one. The Gemara clarifies that the bracha that's eliminated on the remaining nights is the bracha of shechiyanu. He continues saying, she'asa nisim, though, as a miracle occurred on each of the eight nights. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two because his wife needed oil to light for Shabbos, and he wanted shalom bias. Which reminds us, Rav has said that it's obvious to him that if a person does not have enough money to purchase oil for Shabbos licht and for menorah, that purchasing for Shabbos licht takes precedence because of shalom bias. It was also obvious to him that if the choice was between Shabbos licht and wine for Kiddush, the Shabbos licht takes precedence because of shalom bias. Rav did have a question, though, regarding which takes precedence, oil for menorah or wine for Kiddush. On the one hand, Kiddush may be preferable because it comes more frequently. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. On the other hand, the menorah may be preferable because of Parsum Nisa publicizing the miracle. He eventually resolved his own question and stated that the menorah takes precedence because of Parsum Nisa. Daf Chavdal. So the symbol of Chavdal is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The pitcher, reminding us we're in Daf Chavdal. The pitcher of Tamei Truma oil that had a big Alanisim and Yalav Yavo written on it to remind people to include them in their benching and their tefillos, which reminds us. The question was asked whether one is required to mention the miracle of Chanukah in Birchas Hamazon. Do we say that since Chanukah is only a Drabbanan, was not obligated to mention it with Alanisim, or perhaps because of the importance of Parsum Nisa publicizing the miracle, one must mention it? So Rav has said the name of Rav Sechora, who said the name of Rav, that one is not obligated to mention it, but if he wishes to, with all anisim, then he should mention it in the section of Hodah that begins with No Delacha. And also in terms of Yavi Yavo, Rav Oshia taught in a brisa that on days when there's an obligation to bring a karban musaf, such as in Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, in the evening, morning, and afternoon, one davens the Shmoneh Esrei and recites Yavi Yavo in the bracha of Avoda of Ritzei, one also recites Yavi Yavo in Birchas Hamazon on these days. So again, the picture of Tamei Truma oil that had a big Alanisim and Yalav Yavo written on it to remind people to kunin in their benching and their tefillahs was poured out on the first day of Chol Hamoed so the oil could be burned. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that one may not burn Tamei Truma oil, Shemen Sreif, on Yantav because one may not burn disqualified sacred offerings on Yantav, Ein Sorfin Kachim B'Yantav. Chizkia, and so too one of the sages in Chizkia's Academy taught, that the source for this law is from the pasuk regarding the Korban Pesach, Lo Sisir Mimenu Ad Boker. You shall not leave any of it until the morning, and that which is left of it until morning you shall burn in fire. The reason that until morning was mentioned a second time was to teach that the time to burn the Korban Pesach is the second morning, which is the first day of Chol Hamoed, and to prohibit the burning of Kachim on the first morning, meaning on Yantav. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachas. Here goes. Number 1, where do we learn the primary act in the mitzvah of Chanukah is the hadlaka and not the hanacha? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 2, where do we have the question where the lush mixing requires a manual mixing? That's on Daf Yurches. Great. Number 3, where do we learn that one is permitted to burn Tamei Truma? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 4, where did the pshat in the pasuk of a bor rake ein bo mayim? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 5. Where did the opening mission of the second parak that lists the inferior wicks and fuels? That's on Daf Chav. Good. Number 6. Where do we learn the reason one must eat in a room that is illuminated is because of Kavod Shabbos? And that's the reason we can't light with Itron. That's on Daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 7. Where do we learn that laundering white clothes is hardened with colors? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 8. Where do we learn that a menorah takes precedence over Kiddush because of Parsum Nisa? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9, where did the question of my Chanukah, what miracle was Chanukah established for? That's on Daf Chav Av. Good. And number 10, where do the question of Ezu Asher, who is wealthy? That's on Daf Chav Hei. Great. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. What bracha do we learn? What daf do we learn the bracha on rice, on orez? That's on daf? Lamazan, good. Number two, where do the question regarding the origins of the three tefillas, the avos, or keneged tanin? Number two, where do the question regarding the origins of the three tefillas, whether it was the avos tiknim or keneged tanin? Number two, where do the question regarding the origins of the three tefillas? That's on daf. Chavav, good. And number three, where do we learn if one went to shul to daven, one can use an exit even though it will be a shortcut? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Great, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.